Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Beef, how come you didn't want to go to the Graysons with Mom and Dad?
You know how it is, Wally. I get nervous around grown-ups.
Yeah, but Mom and Dad are grown-ups.
Yeah, I know. But I've been around them so long, it's sort of like being around kids.
I used to go to the Graysons with Mom and Dad all the time. It's not so bad. They give you all kinds of candy and pop and even watch TV in the den.
Yeah, but they make up for it in other ways. Mrs. Grayson always says, I remember you when you were knee-high to a grasshopper. And that Mr. Grayson, he looks over at Mom and Dad and says, boy, look at those eyes. I'll bet it'd be a real lady killer.
Yeah, with me it was my wavy hair.
You know, Wally, if I ever have any kids, I'm going to hide them from big people until they're grown up.
Are Mom and Dad going to make you go?
No, they had a big talk about it. Well, Dad said I was growing up enough, but Mom said she didn't know. I didn't quite get that.
Yeah. Well, moms always know guys are growing up, too, but they just don't like to admit it as much as fathers do.
Hey, Wally, what are you going to do Saturday?
I'm going over to the editor of the school paper's house. That's why I'm sorting this junk out. What are you going to do?
Oh, Mom's going to have Gilbert and Alan over. How come you're doing school stuff on your day off, Wally?
Oh, I don't know. I don't mind the extra work.
Oh, I get it. You're buttering up the editor so you can get your name in the paper.
Can't a guy just help people out once in a while without having a reason?
Well, sure they can, but they don't. How come you're doing it, Wally?
Look, you wouldn't understand anyway.
Oh, so that's it. The editor of the school paper's a girl.
Hey, you are growing up.
No roughhousing in the house with Gilbert and Alan.
Yes, Mom.
And if you look at television, don't turn it up too loud.
Yes, Mom.
All right.
Oh, we all set?
Yes, honey, I'll be right with you.
Okay, Beaver, now have fun with your friends.
Yes, sir. I think we can find some fun between all the don'ts Mom gave us.
You better pay attention to those don'ts. You're growing up and we expect you to act your age.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going now, Mom.
Wally, your father and I were just leaving. Can we drop you off?
Oh, okay. And Beaver, tell your messy little friends to keep their hands off my shaving lotion and hair tonic and stuff, you understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, Wally.
Beaver, we won't be late, okay? Now, you be a good boy.
Have fun, Beaver.
Oh, sorry.
Goodbye.
Hey, Beaver, let's call someone on the telephone.
Call who?
Oh, just anyone. It's fun. Sometimes people yell at you.
Nah, that's no fun.
Oh, yeah? You'll see. Oh, Benson's Meat Market? Do you have pig's feet? You do? Well, put on your shoes and nobody will know it. Hey, that's fun. Who else can we call?
Hey, I got another one.
Vegetable counter? I'd like 5 pounds of potatoes, a squash, and a large amata. Huh? What's amata? Nothing. What's amata with you?
Come on, you guys. Let's cut this out.
Well, come.
I think this is one of those things we're too old to be doing.
Okay, then. Hey, I know. Why don't we call somebody? Really?
What do you mean?
I mean somebody like Pat Boone or John Glenn. Hey,
Hey, how about calling Don Drysdale?
Hey, that'd be neat. What do we call him?
They're playing at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
Wait a minute, Gilbert. That's long distance.
Sure it is, but don't you want to talk to a famous ball player?
Well, sure, but it costs money to call long distance. My dad's not going to like it.
Hey, what if we all chip in? I got 75 cents.
I got a quarter.
Well, I got 35 cents.
That's way over a buck. That ought to be plenty just to talk to Los Angeles.
Boy, Will, a guy's here that we talked to Don Drysdale.
Holy, Gilbert, here comes Wally.
Nobody see nothing.
Why not? We're going to pay.
Well, you know what it is. Some big guy spoils stuff just because someone else thought of it.
All right, you guys, what's going on?
Nothing's going on, Wally.
Oh, now, don't give me that. Three guys just don't sit around doing nothing without being up to something.
Oh, Wally, no. We were just sitting around wondering what we ought to be up to, weren't we? Mm-hmm.
Just like a big guy.
Yeah, doesn't trust anybody.
Hey, he's coming back.
Hello, I want to call Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. What? Oh, KL4763.
Hey, Gilbert, I don't know about this. Well, I've got sort of a funny feeling in my stomach, like when we're going to take a big test at school.
That'll go away when Don Drysdale talks to us.
Hey, it's making us sound like Diddle Diddle Dublin. Want to hear?
I'll wait till you get Don Drysdale.
Oh, Dodger Stadium? We want to talk to Don Drysdale.
Who's calling?
Gilbert, Beaver, and Allen.
No, ma'am, we're not a law firm.
She's going to switch us to the locker room, boy.
I hope he didn't get knocked out of the box today so he'll talk to us.
Hello, Mr. Drysdale? Okay, we'll wait. He's in the shower.
Boy, he's sure in that shower a long time.
Yeah, I didn't think baseball was such a dirty game.
Hello, may I speak? Mr. Don Drysdale?
It is no fooling, Mr. Don Drysdale.
It's him. It's really him.
No kidding.
Mr. Drysdale, this is Gilbert. Beaver and Allen are with me, and we called you because you're our favorite baseball player.
Well, thanks, boys. Where are you calling from? Well, gee, that's quite a distance to be calling from, isn't it?
Yeah, but we all chipped in. We figured it'd be worth a dollar to talk to Don Drysdale.
Well, thanks.
Let me talk to him, Gilbert. Mr. Drysdale? This is Allen. Fine, thanks. How far did that home run go that you slugged yesterday?
Well, the reporter said it went about 420 feet.
Wow. Hey, Beaver, you talk to him.
What'll I say?
Anything. Ask him something.
Hello, Mr. Drysdale? Do you spit in your glove? Oh.
Mr. Drysdale? This is Allen again. Remember me? When you walked that guy the other day, well, the umpire was wrong. It was a real strike. I saw it in TV.
Well, thank you, Allen. Mr. Droshen and myself tried to point out the same thing. But listen, I'm afraid this is going to cost you a little more than what you realize. Who? Beaver. Oh, yeah, yes, Beaver, yes.
Well, I might get out there sometime. Well, and if I ever did, well, I'd come and see you play. And would you want to grab my glove for me or something?
Well, Beaver, I'd be glad to. What kind of glove do you have? A worn spawn. Well, I'll autograph it anyway. Real nice talking to you boys.
Goodbye, Mr. Drysdale.
Bye, Mr. Drysdale.
Goodbye, boys. Yes, it was really me. Goodbye.
We did it! We did it! We talked to Don Drysdale!
Wait till the guys hear about this.
Boy, what a neat guy.
Boy,
wait to get to school on Monday and charge guys a quarter even to touch me.
Hey, Gilbert, speaking of quarters, let's have it.
Huh?
We're talking on the phone so I can give it to my dad.
Oh, yeah. Here. Hey, listen, you guys. I'm not chipping in 75 cents when you guys are only putting in a quarter. Maybe I got change coming. Yeah. Hey, Beeve, my dad always calls the operator to find out how much the long-distance call costs. Why don't you do that? Yeah, why should we give your dad more than he's supposed to get?
Okay. Hello, operator. We just made a long-distance call to Los Angeles, and we'd like to know how much it costs. Okay.
Hey, with the money we got left over, let's get some ice cream or something.
Hello, operator. Yes, how much? What? Okay, thank you. It's gonna cost $9.35 plus tax.
You shouldn't have waited for him to get out of the shower. Boy, it'd take us a year to make that much money. Your mother and father, they're home.
Hey, you guys, come back here. Hey, you guys. What am I going to do? My debt is at $9.35 in the telephone bill.
Tell him Wally's got a girl in Los Angeles.
No, I'm not getting Wally in trouble on account of us.
Listen, the best thing to do is not to say nothing to nobody.
Hey, guys, wait. How can we keep from telling everybody? Well, that we talk to a neat guy like Don Drysdale.
We'll just have to, that's all. We'll make a secret pact.
No, I'm going to tell my dad right now.
No, wait, listen. The bill won't come for a couple of weeks. By then, maybe we can get the money. At least wait till then.
Okay. I'll wait a little while.
Okay. And remember, don't say nothing.
Boy, is that ever neat. Who is he?
Who is he?
He just happens to be one of the best race drivers in the whole world. You see where he wrote? To my good friend, Kenny. Best wishes, Speed Wolfie.
Golly, he even called you good friend.
Hey, Gilbert, look what Kenny's got. An autographed picture of Speed Wolfie, the race driver. Let's see it.
Don't get your fingers on it. I'm going to have it framed.
How'd you get it?
From my dad. He works at the newspaper, and he knows Speed Wolfie. And someday I may get to meet him in person.
Boy, are you lucky.
Yeah, I'll see. I wish I was you. That's nothing. You guys ought to know what happened to me.
What?
You guys ever heard of Don Drysdale?
Who hasn't? Everybody's heard of Don Drysdale.
Yeah, well, I talked to him in person on the phone Saturday.
Oh, go
you're
on.
You're always making stuff.
Hey, Beeve, Alan, I'll prove it to you guys. Hey, these guys don't believe I talked to Don Drysdale on the phone Saturday.
Well, gee, Gilbert, I thought we were going to keep it a secret.
Gee, Beeve, I'm on a spot. These guys don't believe me. Tell them. He did, and I talked to him, too, and so did Beaver.
Yeah, clear out to Los Angeles.
No kidding, what'd he say? We talked to him about all sorts of stuff. He's a real neat guy.
Yeah, and he even said he'd autograph my Warren Spahn baseball glove for me.
You guys lucky. Great pitch like Don
in Los Angeles.
We'll see you guys.
Yes, all the way out in Los Angeles.
These kids actually talked to Don Drysdale?
Yeah, Dad. Alan and Gilbert might lie, but not Beaver. He was a hall monitor.
Oh. What are their names?
Gilbert Bates, Alan Boothby, and Beaver, Theodore Cleaver.
And they talked to Don Drysdale Saturday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Dad. They called him from Beaver's house. Are you going to put it in the newspaper?
Well, I think the editor will go for it. It's a good human interest story with local background.
Dad?
Yes?
While you're at it, could you put in something about me getting Speed Brophy's picture?
I'll see.
Hello, Kenny? Yeah, my mom said you wanted to talk to me. Your dad's gonna do what? Don Drysdale? My telephone? In the paper?
Hey, Beaver, what was bothering you last night?
Boy, you were really tossing and turning.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah? Boy, it's great to see you when there was something really bothering you. You'd probably toss yourself out the window.
Hey, Wally, did you ever charge anything to Dad and not tell him about it?
No. Well, yeah, once I did. It was when Lumpy ran out of gas and we were both broke. So I charged a dollar's worth of gas at the service station.
Dad didn't get mad, did he?
Boy, are you kidding? He got real mad.
For $1 worth of gas?
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was mainly that I didn't tell him. He didn't find out until he got the bill. What's the matter? Did you charge something and not tell him?
Yeah, that's it, Wally.
Boy, that's bad, Beef. Whatever you charge, you better take it back where you got it so they can take it off the bill.
But I can't take it back.
Well, how come?
What I charged was a telephone call.
Just a phone call? And that's only 15 or 20 cents. Dad's not going to get mad about that.
Yeah, Wally. But my phone call was to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Well, who did you call in Los Angeles?
Don Drysdale.
Don Drysdale? Yeah, Beaver. Yeah, sure you did.
Hey, this is the second time you've come in the back door.
Yeah, I know. I want to keep you guessing.
Anything in the paper?
Well, I don't know. I just picked it up off the lawn. Probably the usual international crises and local accidents.
Hey, look at this. Right here in the second section.
Local boys talked to famous baseball player. Well, good for them. Three Mayfield boys, Gilbert Bates, Alan Boothby, and Beaver Cleaver... experienced the thrill of a lifetime when they talked on the telephone to Don Drysdale in Los Angeles. According to the trio, they talked to the well-known baseball star from the home of the young Cleaver boy.
Would Beaver talk to Los Angeles from our house?
Probably the other afternoon when we left him here alone with Gilbert and Alan.
Why didn't he tell us?
Well, because I imagine it was a very expensive phone call.
Suppose he knows that's in the paper?
Be surprised. The house was strangely quiet when I came in. Beaver! Beaver! Come down here.
See?
Yes, boys?
My father sent me over here. He read about the phone call in the newspaper.
Mine, too. You said you could do anything you wanted to me. I know you wouldn't do it, would you, Mr. Cleaver?
Come on, boys. Come on the desk.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dave.
Now then, before I do anything, I'd like to have a few more of the facts. How did all this start?
Well, first we called the butcher with pig's feet and told him to wear shoes.
And then we called the food market and asked them what's the matter.
What's this?
It's just a bunch of gags we were pulling, Dad.
Well, I think you boys are too old to be playing ridiculous jokes on the phone.
I know, Dad, but if I hadn't have told them that, we would have never called Don Drysdale.
We're real sorry, Mr. Cleaver.
Yeah, Dad. Like I said, we were all going to chip in and pay for it, but it turned out to be a whole lot more than a dollar on account he stayed in the shower so long.
Maybe we ought to see if we can get Mr. Drysdale to chip in, too.
Boys, I'm very disappointed in all of you. You had no right to use my phone to call anyone without my permission.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And when you make a mistake, admit it. If you don't, you only make matters worse.
Well, if we knew we were going to make matters worse, we would have admitted it right away, sir.
Well, I want to be fair to you boys. But you are going to be punished. How about if you come over and work for an hour in my yard every day after school for a week to pay the debt?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cleaver. We'll never do anything like this again.
Well, I certainly hope not.
Mr. Cleaver, could you call up my father and tell him that you already gave us a lecture so I won't have to have another one?
No, Gilbert. I think this just might deserve two lectures.
Yes, sir.
Well, I gotta get right home now, Mr. Cleaver, sir.
Excuse me.
Me too.
I'll see you, Beef. Bye, Mr.
Cleaver?
Yes, Dad?
Was it worth all this?
No, Dad. I thought it was. But nothing's worth having your dad think you're a little sneak.
Okay, Beaver.
Gilbert's line is still busy. Well, and if I don't hurry up and get him, I won't be able to go to the show with him.
Gilbert has a party line. Maybe someone's calling a butcher and asking if he has pig's feet.
But gee, Dad, don't you know that other people need the phone for more important things? Oh, yeah.
Beaver, I know your call's important to you, but think what it would mean to someone who was trying to get an ambulance or call the fire department. If the line was kept busy with someone fooling around talking to the grocery store or the butcher.
Not to mention the inconvenience you caused the people you bothered.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Dad.
I'll get it.
Oh, hi, Walt.
Hi, Gilbert. Hey, Beav, it's Gilbert.
Hi, Beav. Hi, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hey, Beav, aren't you going to go to the show with me?
Well, sure, I've been trying to call you. How come you didn't call me like you said you were going to?
Yeah, well, I told my dad about us calling the meat market and the vegetable stand. He won't let me use the phone for a whole month.
Oh, so long, Mom. So long, Dad.
Bye, boys. Have a good time.
I must say, you fellows are doing a good job on the yard.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Cleaver. Hey, Beav, whatever happened to that secret pact we had about not saying anything to nobody?
Yeah, it's the first secret pact I've ever been in on. But the whole town knows all about it.
I never knew so much bad stuff got in the paper.
Sure it does. When a guy robs a bank, that gets in the paper, doesn't it?
Yeah, boy, we better watch it all right.
Many times you've watched Fred Sanford suffer the big one. Up next, don't miss a rarely seen double big one where Bubba gets in on the act. Look for it and find out what Shakespeare has to do with it. Next.